You include that in your opening statement? Why didn't you reference that as part of your testimony?
Well, I don't disclose my conversations with the president, sir.
These were specific questions we asked you all along. What's the strategy? These are real consequences for the American people and small businesses. I had a group of small businesses in my office earlier today talking about the impacts of these tariffs on aluminum and steel. This is amateur hour, and it needs to stop. What does this even mean for your negotiating strategy? How are you in charge of negotiation if the president is tweeting about this from wherever the hell he is?
The president was elected, and he runs the trade policy, and I advise him and execute his
Who
trade policy.
Who executes the trade policy?
I execute the trade policy.
Did you know that this was happening?
We have been discussing all kinds
of And there's another options, member of the cabinet, Bessent, who just canceled coming to the Hill to avoid talking about the market because it's in turmoil. This in just days, because there was no strategy, there was no plan. The president chose to take actions that he didn't even have the authority to take. He's put our economy in disarray and near collapse. We have small businesses and Americans who are concerned about their well-being, people's retirement, people's 529 accounts went down because of this administration. Is this market manipulation?
No.
Why not? If it was a plan, if it was always the plan, how is this not market manipulation?
It's not market manipulation, sir.
Well, then what is it? Because it sure is not a strategy.
We're trying to reset the global trade system. That's offshore all of our factories.
And what has that done? How have you done? How have you achieved any of that? But to enact enormous harm on the American people, which was our concern from the very beginning. Tariffs are a tool. It can be used in the appropriate way to protect U.S. jobs and small businesses. But that's not what this does. So if it's not market manipulation, what is it? Who's benefiting? What billionaire just got richer? And all the while, there are not even any Republicans left in this hearing. They all left because they don't even want to defend this. But meanwhile, the speaker is rushing to the floor to pass a budget reconciliation to screw America by passing the biggest tax cut in history on the backs of the American people? WTF! Who's in charge? Because it sure doesn't look like it's the trade representative. You just got the rug pulled out from under you. I wish I could feel some empathy, but the empathy I have is for the American people.